BBC News with Jerry Smith. Police in Papua New Guinea have moved about 40 refugees and asylum seekers from a closed Australian detention centre on Manus Island, but more than 300 others remain. The centre was shut down last month, but the refugees have refused to go to new immigration centres on the island, saying they fear attacks from local people. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen is due to allow renewed humanitarian access to the country's main port, airport and seaport today. Traffic was cut off earlier this month after a Houthi missile attack on Riyadh. The Argentine Navy is investigating reports of a loud noise detected a few hours after one of its submarines vanished last week. A spokesman refused to confirm reports of an explosion. Preparations are getting underway in Zimbabwe for the inauguration on Friday of the country's new leader, Emmerson Mnangagwa. He thanked supporters after his return to the country. The US Attorney General Jeff Sessions has ordered a review of the database used to check the background of people who want to buy guns. The investigation will examine how key information about the man who carried out a recent mass shooting in Texas apparently failed to appear on the system. The National Election Committee in Cambodia has assigned a third of seats in Parliament to a party which failed to win any of them at the last election. The seats were redistributed after the main opposition party was banned. The Iraqi army says it's launched a major offensive to drive Islamic State militants out of western desert regions bordering Syria. A statement said the army, police and paramilitary units were focusing on certain districts of the Salahuddin, Nineveh and Anbar provinces. And Germany's president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, is due to hold talks with the leader of the Social Democrat Party, Martin Schulz, today. It's the latest meeting designed to avoid a snap poll following inconclusive elections. BBC News.